Okay, yesterday we were in the middle of learning about Mincha. So before we get back to Tachnun, a din that could apply many times, especially in the winter. You're not supposed to start Ashrei for Mincha until there's a minyan. Because you can't like say Ashrei and then as soon as the minyan comes in, right away say the Kaddish. Because the din is that Kaddish has to be said on something. So therefore, the din is, says even in Kitzur, you're not allowed to say Ashri before Mincha until there's a minyan. What happens if, for whatever reason, is Ashri was said, and the Chazan has to say a pasuk or two of something, then he's able to go say the half Kaddish. But L'chatchila, it happens a lot of times, winter, the minyan's running late, or whatever it is, you know, you have to go do that. Another thing is, that many places, when it's late for Mincha, so they make what's called a Hecha Kedusha. A Hecha Kedusha means, they start Ashrei, the Chazan says, have Kaddish, and then the Chazan... So it's only a Trump rally, not the... So the Chazan starts Kaddish, and then the Chazan starts saying the Amidah out loud, the Shemoneh Esrei out loud, and then everybody waits until Kedusha, they answer Kedusha, and then everybody davens privately the Shemoneh Esrei, and then afterwards they say Tiskabel or whatever it is. In Chabad, what?
Do you go back to the beginning or you continue from the Kaddish?
No. What happens is, the Chazan, everybody says Ashrei, the Chazan says half Kaddish, and then the Chazan begins the repetition. He starts saying out loud, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, until Kedusha. Everybody answers to Kedusha. Then, after Kaddish, he says out loud. And then everybody davens their own private Shemoneh Esrei. What you basically gain by that, you gain the repetition of the Shemoneh Esrei, except the first three brachas.
But I see a lot of guys, when you say your own, they then take the three steps back.
But when does the Tzibur start?
He's asking
the Tzibur start with the Chazan?
No. In this scenario, you begin... After Kedusha. After Kedusha, you take your three steps back, not the Chazan, everybody else, and then they begin the Shemoneh Esrei.
From the beginning.
From the beginning. The Chazan, obviously, continues where after Kel HaKadosh. In the Hasidic, especially in Chabad, we don't do that, no matter what the situation is. Many times in yeshivas, a lot of the yeshivas do that. They don't want to waste time from learning. So to make mincha, to make what's called a Hecha Kedusha, you come to a wedding, people are in a rush to go to, they're going to miss the shmogis birds, or steaks, they're going to miss the good food. So they're in a big rush. So they just make this a bridge, what's called a Hecha Kedusha, loud Kedusha, instead of davening the proper Shemoneh Esrei. In our circles, we definitely don't do that, no matter what the situation is. There's a process. You say the Shemoneh Esrei, and then you repeat it. There's a whole proper perspective. What? Okay, if that's an unnormal circumstance, yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. then you could do it. But generally speaking, the Hasidic community, especially in Chabad, we don't do it.
Not by Mincha.
No, that thing that you're saying is... by Shachris. If somebody... Now, when you're davening, okay? And let's say the Chazan's about to begin repetition and you're not there yet. You're not at the... you didn't start Shemoneh Esrei yet. So the proper thing to do, it says in Shulchan Aruch, is to wait by Shira Chadasha, like four or five lines before the Amidah. Wait until the Chazan starts the repetition. Answer Kedusha Kaddish Baruch and Yimlech, Nakdisha he can't say. And then afterwards, you start the Shemoneh Esrei, you say Shira Chadasha, and then you finish the Shemoneh Esrei. What happens though, if somebody, and many people do this Chatchila, the Alter Rebbe says you shouldn't do it. Well, what happens if you, by mistakes, you finish, and you say Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisroel. Now once you say Goal Yisroel, you're not allowed to enter anything. So what then, the din says, you should daven with the Chazan, start with the repetition with the Chazan, word by word, until Mechaya Mesim, and then you answer Kedusha, and then you say Ata Kaddish with the Chazan, then you go on your own pace. But that's only by Shachar, by Mincha, No, it doesn't say that on the contrary, you shouldn't do it. You should wait until they answer Kedusha. Yeah, the pearl in Shchun Aruch it says you have to finish your Menachos Beis Shema Kolein, but even if not, the meaning is you just do it that way.
Is it preferred, let's say you're late and you're
doing Jews are never late.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Especially not Persian.
So, you know what a German Jew is? They're exactly 32 minutes late. Germans are very exact. But a German Jew is exactly 32 minutes late. Yeah?
So, in the preferred way is to answer Kedusha and then Kedusha Moresh?
Yes. Mincha Shachis. Best thing is to wait by Shira Chadasha. But if you'd said, whatever, Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael, then you have to daven with the Chazan. Okay? Now, that's... Okay, now yesterday we got into the discussion about Tachnun a little bit. If it's at night, you don't see Tachnun. We got into discussion about Tachnun, the minion says Tachnun, not that. So I just want to mention, because some people were talking to me afterwards about it. I just want to mention like this. We know from the Rebbe, we saw it clear from the Rebbe. The Rebbe was very much against not saying Tachnun unless if you're not supposed to. Okay, Tachnun, in Chassidus is explained, is even greater than the Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei, you're standing straight. But this is bowing, so to speak. You're bending down and submitting yourself to Hashem more. So Tachnun is a very lofty prayer. And it's interesting, I mentioned this to a number of people here in Shul, but it's very interesting to note, in Ayem Yom, that the Rebbe edited, wrote, not only edited, wrote, in Tavshin Beis, when the previous Rebbe was alive, and the previous Rebbe said, in order to write Hayyim, you have to be a Pneumian. And that's me in unbelievable titles that the previous Rebbe said, in order to write Hayyim, to know what fits each exact date. So the Rebbe wrote each day that you don't say Tachnun. I mean, in the Hasidic holidays. Obviously, didn't write Rosh Chodesh, but in the Hasidic holidays, he wrote. So if you notice, by Yud Beis and Yud Gimel Tammuz, which we celebrate for the previous Rebbe, the Rebbe writes in a Yom Yom, no Tachnun Yud Beis, no Tachnun Yud Gimel. Okay? Ask any Chabad Chosid about Yud Tes and Chav Kislev when the Rebbe was released from prison. It's a simplistic thing. You don't say Tachnun Yud Tes and Chav. Everybody knows that. It says that in Sefer Minhagim, you don't say Tachnun Yud Tes Kislev and Chav Kislev. But if you look in a Yom Yom, and Yud Tes Kislev, the Rebbe writes no Tachnun, and in Chav Kislev, the Rebbe doesn't write no Tachnun. The Rebbe does not write no Tachnun in Chav Kislev. Not only that, but I heard, I was never present at that case because it was in, either when I wasn't in New York already, but or earlier years. The few times the Rebbe davened for the Amid, when he had was a, you know, within the year of his father or mother or whatever it was, when the Rebbe davened for the Amid and Chav Kislev, the Rebbe himself said Tachnun by the Amid, which is contrary to the whole Hasidic tradition of not saying Yud Tes and Chav. But if you look at Hayyim Yom, the Rebbe doesn't write on Chav Kislev not to say Tachnun. So it's a very interesting phenomenon. So Bechlal, when the Rebbe writes things that are dependent on a feeling, like he writes about Chai Elul, right, the 18th, the Alter Rebbe's birthday, the Baal Shem Tov's birthday. The Alter Rebbe, it doesn't say anywhere you don't say Tachnun. It says, I mean, the Friedrich Rebbe was called in by his father, and the Rebbeim were told not to. They didn't. I don't know. That's their business. But somebody asked the Rebbe, do you say Tachnun Chayel? So the Rebbe answered, that depends on the feeling, and because you asked, obviously you don't have a feeling. That's what the Rebbe told his guy. Now, what it means is, when a person doesn't want to say Tachnun because of feelings, that's a very big responsibility to take upon yourself not to say Tachnun when Tachnun is such an important prayer. So a lot of people get excited, oh, no Tachnun, Machayim, davening goes quicker. But they couldn't care less about the day. You're talking to me, somebody cares about a day that the whole 24 hours of the day it's spent in holiness and kedushin, special things done for that. then maybe the guy has a feeling for it. You know, then maybe that guy shouldn't say tachlu. But a guy that just does, and this is between you and God, by the way. You know, whether you just not saying tachlu because it's quicker davening, or you're really not saying tachlu because you really feel chai elul or other days. It's a very fine line for a person to really make an honest call, looking in the mirror, to know it, look at themselves and say, am I really not saying tachlu because I feel the day, or really because it's just quicker? I mean, that's a very important thing that people have to keep in mind. Okay, next. What?
Just a quick thing on that. If birthdays, you're inside, we always say tachlu, so why would the mashal chayel be any different than like Yud-Aleph Nissen or
Yud-Aleph Nissen, we don't say tachlu because it's a Nissen.
Oh, right.
The whole Nissen, you don't say tachlu.
Right, bad example. Birthdays and yahrzeit are not a time.
Birthdays, by the way, even bar mitzvah. The bar mitzvah boy himself says tachna the day of his bar mitzvah.
Right, so how come
even though Rashbi did what Rabbi Lozit, the day of a bar mitzvah, like a day of a wedding, but still, halachically in Shulchan Aruch it says, in Poskim, right, that a bar mitzvah boy in the day of his bar mitzvah does say tachna. Birthdays, we say tachna. In the Polish Hasidic world, Hungarian Hasidic world, they don't say tachlun on the day of a yahrzeit of a tzaddik. That's their meaning. They don't say tachlun on the day of a tzaddik's yahrzeit. In fact, in their communities, they actually have calendars that every day of the year is another tzaddik's yahrzeit. I mean, normally you couldn't care less about him. When it comes to no tachlun, oh, this guy's a tzaddik, this guy's a tzaddik, this guy's a tzaddik, and literally their calendars that almost every day of the year, there's some tzaddik's yahrzeit, and they don't say. Why don't they say tachlun on a yahrzeit? Because, in fact, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, and this is more what the Litvish, the non-Hasidic world does, in Shulchan Aruch it says, on a yahrzeit, you fast. It's a fast day. It's a sad day. You know, it's a sad day. So they would fast even. Today it's not done so much because we don't fast too much today. But in Zayar, the yahrzeit of a person is called Hilula. Hilula Drashbi. Everybody knows. Lag Baim is Hilula, Hilula Drashbi. Hilula actually means a wedding. That's the definition of the word Hilula. It's not a yahrzeit. Hilula in Aramaic is an Aramaic word of a wedding. And the Gemara says in Erdivin, Hai Alma Kabe Hilula Yadami, Chateva, Chateva, Ushti. This world is like a wedding. Grab and eat, grab and drink, meaning this world is, you know, the wedding soon's over. So when you're in this world, it's like a wedding. You better grab mitzvahs, you know, before it's too late. So therefore, they have, their opinion is, because it's a yartiv etzadik, it's a holy day, so therefore you don't say tachlun. When the Rebbe was asked about it, the Rebbe said, the previous Rebbe told him, there's no better day to say tachlun. There is no better day to say tachlun than a yartiv. Because it's an auspicious time, so your prayers are answered even better. Okay? It's the famous story, the original Hey Tavis, the year the books came back, the Rebbe won, Didan Natzach, the big case, everybody knows, that the Rebbe won in court from the relative, and 770 was on wheels. Okay? It was Yom Tif, and the Chazan Davin Mincha with a Yom Tif, like the Rosh Hashanah, the singing. After Shemin Esrei, okay, can you imagine, they just got back the books. You know what, you have no idea what Simcha was by the Rebbe. Okay? After Shemin Esrei, the Chazan said, instead of Tachlin, the Chazan went to Kaddish. Not that he's got. The Rebbe looked around. I wasn't there, but I was here. I think that was
video.
In LA. Huh?
It's on video.
It's on video. The Rebbe looked around and was like, extremely upset, like, what is this? And he told Rebbe Zalchassim. Rebbe Zalchassim, sure, you don't say tachlun. But they wanted to try their shtick, and Rebbe was extremely, extremely upset. No, they told Mitzvah Chassim, okay, then Halacha says you don't say tachlun, so that's fine. There was no greater simcha by the Rebbe than that day, or by the chassidim that were involved in it. There was no greater simcha than that day. But again, tachlun is not something you play games with. You know, oh, okay, no tachlun. Oh, I have a hergish, I have a feeling. It doesn't work like that. That's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong in Okay.